بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، ومن يرد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: احضروا موتاكم ولقنوهم بلا إله إلا الله وبشروهم بالجنة، فإن الحليم من الرجال والنساء يتحير عند ذلك المسرع، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, it is the inherent desire of every human to excel on all fronts. Whether male or female, he or she wishes to be the most intelligent, wishes to be the most beautiful, wishes to be the most wise. The dilemma the world faces is the meaning of beauty, the meaning of wisdom, the meaning of wealth. So she was the formerest world. Today there is someone who is more beautiful than her. He was counted amongst the most wealthiest people. Today there is someone who has surpassed him. Not to go very far, if you look in our own country, in the own political history of our own country, we see a man who was once viewed by the broader world as a terrorist has been unanimously accepted as the icon of liberation. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says in the riwayah of Ibn Abi Dunya, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عاشر عشرة. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a group of about 10 companions. فقام رجل من الأنصار فقال يا نبي الله. So one of my Ansari friends, one of my Ansari companions, he stood up and he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا نبي الله من أكيس الناس وأحزم الناس. Oh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's set the record straight once and for all. Who is the most intelligent person and what constitutes wisdom? Who is the most intelligent and what constitutes wisdom? قَالَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتُ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتُ أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسِ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without hesitation, without reservation, he told the Sahabi, that person is an intelligent person who constantly remembers that, and proportionate to that, he also prepares for death. So sometimes you may find a person is always speaking about death, but he's not making adequate preparation. He's not an intelligent person. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who remembers death and together with that he makes adequate preparation, oh my Sahaba, look no further. Those are the intelligent people. Zahabu bi sharafi dunya wa karamati al-akhirah. They have secured the honor of this world as well as the akhirah. The Arabic poet says it very beautifully, "An-nafsu tatma'u fi dunya wa qad 'alimat anna as-salamata fiha tarku ma fiha." The human ego hankers, it runs after this world, knowing very well that safety lies in the hereafter. لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها. There is no abode, there is no dwelling for a human after his death except the grave which he constructed while he was alive. فإن بناها بخير طاب مسكنها. And if he did well in its construction, then congratulations to him. وإن خاب بان وَإِنْ خَابَ بَانِيهَا. And if he neglected its construction, then woe be to the dweller and occupant of that grave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was after the battle of the Badr. Marra an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi qatla Badrin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes by the place where the people who died in the battle of the Badr, they were thrown in a well. Nada'ahum bi asma'ihim. So he goes and he calls out to each one of them, Ya fulan ibn fulan, oh so and so, hal wajadtum ma wa'ada rabbukum haqqa? Have you finally seen what Allah has told you to be true? فَإِنِّي قَدْ وَجَدْتُ مَا وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي حَقَّى. Because whatever Allah has told me, I have definitely seen it to be true. So Umar radiallahu anhu is standing there, and Umar radiallahu anhu, he taps the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ تُخَاتِبُ مِنْ أَقْوَامٍ قَدْ جِيفُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I fail to comprehend, I fail to understand the logic. How do you communicate with the corpses which have decomposed? Well, with corpses which people which are deceased? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ مَا أَنْتُمْ مَا أَسْوَانِ مَا أَقُولُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ جَوَابًا. By the qasam of Allah, those corpses you think they can't hear, however they can hear better than you can, however they cannot respond. They can hear better than you can, however they cannot respond. In the riwayah of Daylami, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates it, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam to this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala instructed Nabi Adam alayhi salam that when he comes to this world, he should make tawaf of his house. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Adam alayhi salam to this world. Adam alayhi salam comes to this world and Allah reminds him to go and make tawaf. قَبْلَ أَن يَحْدُسَ عَلَيْكَ حَدَثٍ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, go and make tawaf of my house before something tragic happens to you. So Adam alayhi salam asks, oh Allah, what can happen to me? وَمَا الْحَدَثُ يَا اللَّهِ. That, oh Allah, what can happen? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, al-maut, death. So Adam alayhi salam asks, oh Allah, the first human to come into this world, وَمَنْ مَوْتُ يَا اللَّهِ. Adam alayhi salam asks, oh Allah, what is that? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, سَوْفَ تَزُوقُهُ. A time will come where you will also have to leave this world, and subsequent to that, your children will also have to leave this world. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ وَعِزَى وَبِالْعِبَادَةِ شُغْلَى وَبِالْيَقِينِ هِنَى. That is a sufficient advice and reminder. And worshipping Allah is the best occupation, and reliance in Allah is the greatest wealth. Reliance in Allah is the greatest wealth. The hadith that we recited, that we mentioned in the beginning, this hadith is narrated by Wasila ibn Asqa radiallahu anhu. Abu Nu'aym makes mention of the seer, it appears in Hilya as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uhduru mawtakum," that be present when people are passing away. "Walaqinuhum la ilaha illallah," and encourage them and exhort them to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah. "Wabashiruhum bil jannah," and give them glad tidings of ultimate entry into paradise. فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَى يَتَحَيَّرُ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ الْمَسْرَى. Because all my companions, all my Sahaba, leave alone the average man, even the hour is so critical and the moment is so crucial. Leave alone the average man, even the learned and the ulama are left staggered, are left perplexed at that moment. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, in the hadith of Muslim Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَحْدُرَ أَحَدَكُمْ إِنَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِّن شَأْنِي. That the devil comes to a person and it infiltrates a person in every aspect of his life. And especially at that time when a person is passing away, especially at that time when a person is leaving this world. You know, by way of example, taqrib ila al-fahm, you know, in a soccer match when it's the last 90 seconds, Then every player is trying that, you know, he's trying his best to score a goal. Why? Because once the match finishes, that person can score 10 goals, it makes no difference. Similarly, at that moment when a person is passing away, the devil is trying. He comes to the person and he tries. And he gives different thoughts. And why? Because he wants to mislead that person. This is the last moments in the life of this man that the devil can mislead. This is the last moments in the life of a person that the devil can mislead. That's why Imam Shahrani rahimahullah, he has mentioned in his kitab categorically that when a person is passing away, the devil comes. He comes on the right in the form of a person's father, on the left in the form of a person's mother, or in any form of a person's late deceased family. And he comes and he tells a person, you know what, I have died. I have regrets dying. Abandon Islam. So the devil tries. Because his goal is to only get us to Jahannam. Imam Ja'far Qurtubi rahimahullah, he was a great alim, he was a great scholar. So he was in the throes of death. So people around him, they exhort him and encourage him to recite the kalima. He says, La, La. So when he gains consciousness, people tell him, you know what, we are telling you to recite the kalima. You are telling us La. He's saying, my La was not to you, my La was to the devil.